Today is the second lesson on the power of words. David said in Psalms 19 in verse 14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." If we are to pray this prayer, why is it then that so many among those who regard themselves as Christians use words in cruel and careless ways that leave heartache in their wake? Many of us know that there remain areas in some of our lives that have never been brought under the purifying and controlling love of Christ. Let's consider some of the harmful influences on the use of words. Take that common evil that we find in the lives of so many people, a feeling of inferiority. Some people believe that the traumatic experience of birth leaves people with a deep-seated feeling of insecurity. Whatever the cause, no Christian ought to feel inferior. I am not suggesting that Christians should abandon the virtue of humility. I do feel that it is unchristian for us to make unfavorable comparisons of ourselves with others. Our purpose is to accept ourselves as children of God and to recognize that He has made a place for each which cannot be filled by any other. The failure to accept oneself as a child of God leaves one in the grips of feeling of inferiority, which causes pain and unhappiness. The green-eyed monster of jealousy is an expert in robbing words of their creative power. In a certain small-town church, for instance, there was a woman in the choir who had served faithfully as a soloist until the years had taken their toll on her voice. She realized this and said that she would like to retire. In fact, she declared that she would retire as soon as someone came along to take her place. Finally, a lovely young lady with a beautiful trained voice joined the choir. The young lady sang beautifully, and the older woman rejoiced in her singing. Before long, however, she began to miss the applause that she had received for so many years. A little dragon of jealousy began to grow in her heart, and she began to make small, snide remarks of her useful replacement. Before even she realized what was taking place in her life, the little dragon had developed into a great green-eyed monster, and she had launched a full-scale attack on the new soloist. The consequences was bitter and painful. A conflict issued that reached out into the congregation and eventually caused the young singer to leave the church altogether. Jealousy had poisoned the words of the woman who had forgotten their power. A feeling of inferiority or the poison of jealousy are enough in their power to change words from messengers of love into poison darts of destruction. Jesus commanded His disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This would involve the use of words. The great hymn says, "Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Teach me faith and duty, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life." James tells us that the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. And then I hear Peter say in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.